Warning foreigners have begun fleeing the Ivory Coast as fighting there intensifies. French troops have taken over the main airport and more than 160 foreigners have fled on specially organised flights. The UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon is urging the elected President Alassane Ouattara to investigate a reported massacre in the west of the country that's being blamed in part on his supporters. At least two more people have died and dozens more injured in a third day of protests in Afghanistan against the burning of a Quran by a preacher in the United States. More than 20 people, including seven UN staff, have died since the violence erupted on Friday. The conflict in Libya seems to have reached yet another stalemate. The rebels have resumed their battle for control of the eastern oil town of Brega. There are reports this morning they've captured the university on the town's outskirts, and shelling has resumed in Misrata in the country's west. Neither side has made any significant advances in recent days. Fraud against the Commonwealth has reached a staggering $600 million a year. A report by the Australian Institute of Criminology shows more than 800,000 incidents of fraud at Centrelink, Customs and other government agencies in 2008 and 2009. And the Immigration Department is defending a decision to allow three asylum seekers who escaped from a Melbourne detention centre to take part in a demonstration.